here's a story from The World.
Brazil is watching the U.S. election, too. It elected its own populist version of Donald Trump in 2018. Even in remote parts of Brazil, people are wondering whether the way America goes, so goes Brazil. Michael Fox reports.
Fires hit the Amazon hard this year, the worst in a decade. Recently, the leader of the Caripuna tribe in the Brazilian state of Rondônia sent me almost a dozen pictures of their land. Many showed a burned and charred forest. Other photos, shot by drone, show a huge chunk of once pristine jungle carved out like a slice of cake, devastated by fires, loggers, and illegal land grabbers. 5 years ago, this land was almost completely intact.
Na verdade, aqui no território Caripuna, começou as invasões, começou em 2016, né?
André Caripuna says land invasions in Caripuna land began in 2016, but they exploded from 2018 on with the rhetoric of President Bolsonaro.
Quero deixar claro, o Brasil não vai aumentar para 20% sua área.
The Brazilian president has pushed Amazon development. He's defunded indigenous and environmental agencies. He's looking to legalize mining on indigenous territories. And he's empowered land thieves to push into native regions. Illegal invasions of indigenous territories increased 150% in just the first 3 months of his administration last year. That's why André Caripuna, from his tiny corner of the Amazon, is watching the U.S. elections. We think this election is very important, he says. The U.S. president acts just like the one we have here. If Trump loses, it will leave President Bolsonaro kind of alone, out in the cold. Trump and Bolsonaro, the so-called Trump of the tropics, have forged deep ties in recent years.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to have President Bolsonaro with us from Brazil. He has done a very outstanding job, ran one of the incredible campaigns. Somebody said it a little bit reminded people of our campaign, which I'm honored by.
That was President Trump in March 2019, during Bolsonaro's first official trip to the U.S.
We're going to exchange jerseys. I see that we got one, and this is the U.S. national...
Bolsonaro's been back three times. The countries have signed agreements over Amazon development and military collaboration. In October, they announced a series of new trade deals. Bolsonaro spoke about their tight relations at the U.S.-Brazil Connect Summit, held online last month.
In this last year and a half, in partnership with President Donald Trump, we lifted U.S.-Brazilian relations to their best moment. And with this, we renewed a new era of relations between the two largest economies and democracies of the hemisphere.
João Ferreira Jr. is a political scientist at Rio de Janeiro State University.
So if Trump is defeated, Bolsonaro won't have, you know, one of his main supporters in the international arena. Although Trump hasn't done much for him, I think that there's a symbolic alliance between those two rulers. With Biden, I think Bolsonaro is going to have a much harder time.
That's what many Brazilians are hoping for.
Okay, so I am... filling out my ballot. It's my first presidential election here in the U.S.
That's Flavia Oliveira, a Brazilian naturalized U.S. citizen who's finishing her PhD in environmental studies at UC Santa Cruz.
If this guy loses, if Trump loses, I think it's going to be great for Brazil, and Bolsonaro is going to be weaker, and I think that can only be good for Brazil, right?
But that opinion is not universal. Bolsonaro has an approval rating of more than 40%. He's backed by big business and large agricultural corporations. Décio Teixeira is the president of the Rio Grande do Sul state chapter of the Brazilian Association of Soy Farmers.
Então nós estamos ansiosos que o Trump consiga vencer essa eleição.
Décio says he's hopeful that Trump will win. He says that he was pleased by the numbers of U.S. businessmen who he saw arriving in Brazil following Bolsonaro's election. He hopes for both Brazil and the U.S. to increasingly open their markets to each other's products, and says that if the Americans re-elect Trump, Brazil will be in good shape. But some say not good for all. Marcia Colares' family has lived on their farm in southern Brazil for hundreds of years. They've recently been fighting corporate plans for a lead and copper mine just up the road. Marcia says, we're watching the U.S. elections closely because the United States has a lot of influence in Brazil and the world. And since the world is living through a global environmental crisis without precedent, we know that we need to have leaders who are conscious of this and care for the planet. It's a question of life or death. Brazilians are also aware that the results of this Tuesday's vote in the United States could be an important prediction for Bolsonaro's own re-election.
In a way, we are expecting to see what's going to happen for us in Brazil in 2022.
Camila Feix Vidal is an international relations professor at the Santa Catarina Federal University.
If Trump is not re-elected, we already seen here in Argentina, Macri was not re-elected. Right. And Macri as well was someone that Bolsonaro trusted. So, you know, we are going to see what may be or may happen here in 2022.
Even if Democratic candidate Joe Biden wins, Feix Vidal doesn't expect major changes in U.S.-Brazilian relations. U.S. foreign policy with Brazil has remained fairly constant under both Democrats and Republicans. But under Biden, there would likely be much greater pushback from the United States over Bolsonaro's weakening of environmental protections and his push to open the Amazon for development, issues that some feel could have an impact on the planet for generations. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.